Oh my gosh, we're back for another episode of the Clean Beauty Show, and today we're talking all about the Vegan Women Summit. This is in Hollywood, May 9th and 10th, 2024. You may have heard about VWS, the Vegan Women Summit, in Bloomberg, on Fox News, MSNBC, Rolling Stone, Newsweek, Good Morning America, BuzzFeed, or Forbes. I am honored to be a part of this summit this year, and some of the speakers include Maggie Baird, who is the chair. Jennifer is the founder. I just recently met her. Actually, I met her a few times now, but Maggie's actually the mother to Billie Eilish. So she has her own nonprofit, and it's just really inspiring. So I just worked with her on a shoot the other day for a special project that we're working on with Chella that is launching at VWS. If you are vegan, then you might know some of these other people: Heather Mills, Jade Nicole, she's the co-founder of Sugar Taco, Joanne Malarno, she's the founder of Korean Vegan, Richa Morjani, she's an actor, and there's about 80 other people. There's Blue Zone Kitchen, Two Foods USA, Pacifica Beauty, there's Vose and Company, which has vegan leather shoes. Actually had a call with the founder, Desiree, today, which was really cool. The founder of Nikki Green, Dominique Side, board certified family obesity and lifestyle medicine physician, Dr. Janelle Gordon, Dr. Melissa Sunderman, who's a lifestyle medicine physician. It just goes on and on and on. Elaine Hendricks, she's an actor. If you know Queer Brown Vegan, he'll be there. Jamie All Over Podcast, Jamie Lynn, she'll be there. The lineup is just insane. Sarah, the director of sales at Chella, Sharon Carpenter, just recently met her. She's a TV host and journalist. And My Black Girl Roots, Black Girl Environmentalist. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So that kind of gives you an idea of who is going to be there. Now let's talk a little bit about what it is. So it is a global events and media organization created to empower women and build a kinder, more sustainable world. So the attendees are from all backgrounds, all genders, and we invite everyone to participate. So the panels and speakers and everything were just kind of announced, and there's going to be just a packed showcase. So last year, for instance, Alicia Silverstone was one of the hosts of the event. And I'm inspired because I am not vegan. And this is all about education and empowering women to become compassionate and learn and grow, not just with food, but in beauty. I already learned a lot of things. So I was at a photo shoot the other day. I brought in a couple brands and they were like, "Oh, is this vegan?" I was like, "Yeah, there's no animal byproducts." They're like, "What about the vitamin E?" And I didn't realize that vitamin E could be derived from plants or animals. And then there were a bunch of other ingredients that were also brought up. And I always thought that like sheep wool wasn't bad. Like sheep all need to be sheared, right? So I never thought of that as being cruel. But actually, you know, and this is with the leather industry too, you know, and we all think, oh, animal byproducts, like it's leather, it's fine. But no, the animals are, you know, grown, they're bred to die, and die often really horribly, and they're raised really inhumanely and kept in inhumane conditions. And some animals never see the light of day. There are so many different shows like on Netflix that I've watched around animals in general. And I grew up as a vegetarian. I never liked meat. It never tasted good to me. I still have a lot of guilt when I do eat it, and I really have wanted to move away from it in many ways. And I also told myself over the years, because I did not know that, the dairy industry was okay, and that, you know, we weren't hurting animals to get the cheese or, you know, make my yogurt or any of these things. But again, animals are impregnated to actually, you know, cows are impregnated, then their babies are taken away from them just so that, you know, humans can get the milk. And when a cow is in distress, and any animal or being is in distress and they're being essentially tortured, that does translate into how the food can taste, how, you know, and this can create disease within our bodies. I have had meals where I feel the animal's pain, and you can say what you will about that, but it's completely true. You can actually, and so not to say that, again, I am not a vegan, but I'm working towards learning about different ways. Like, I just had this vegan chocolate. I did not know the difference. I could not tell the difference. And that's what I'm really looking for, are like alternatives that I can actually live with. And I think it's, you know, I've talked to vegans, and I have lots of friends that are vegan, and they say it's a really lonely world out there. You know, there's, but there are a lot of alternatives that I actually do love and use every day. I use oat milk. I do not drink milk. I haven't drank milk for a really long time, so I've actually gotten rid of that. I am turning on to vegan chocolate, a lot of other products too. You know, I love tofu, so I've been reincorporating that back into my food and everything like that. And I think that we're, you know, all working towards cleaner and more sustainable food, beauty, and health and wellness. And so why shouldn't all beauty, you know, to be vegan? Like, it shouldn't really be a question. And so I do think that I'm really, you know, happy to be a part of this and be speaking on strategy and ways that we can empower these brands, ranging from tech, startups, entrepreneurs, you know, to actual companies that are doing, you know, really amazing stuff. So I am curious to know what you guys think about this summit, May 9th and 10th, and what questions you have. Please share and tag me online, and let's get chatting about all things, you know, the food, future of food, the workplace, you know, and let's really dive into what this all looks like. So let's talk a little bit about some of the panels. So we have, you know, plant-based food, you know, and a movement, and, you know, there's a talk about environmental issues caused by war, investing your money humanely, tapping into your authentic self, you know, non-vegan through vegan cuisine, creating a conscious vegan family, how veganism promotes animal rights under the law, the power of living foods grown in regenerative soil, bootstrapping a vegan startup, the foundation of youth, health, and longevity through plant-powered lifestyle. So there's all these different things that you can go and learn at this summit. And this is what I'm personally really excited about. And then there's also Women of the Year, like awards. So, you know, we have Kitty Block. She is in Washington, where I'm from, president of the Humane Society. And she's, I believe, up for the final. She's a finalist. We also have Heather Mills, and we have a member of the European Parliament, and it's just pretty incredible, the women that are coming to this event to network. There will be, you know, 1,500 people here. Bola, I hope I'm saying that right, she's from Nigeria. She's the founder of Veggie Victory. She is up for Founder of the Year Award, along with Sarah Bentley, made in Hackney. It's a plant-based community cookery school and eco kitchen. And I really, you know, for me, ever since having my daughter, I really, you know, I give her a string cheese and I really do feel guilty about it. And I want to get away from that. I want her to eat more plant-based. I want her to eat cleaner. I want her to grow up, you know, and having that as a norm whenever I can personally control it. Because I don't, you know, right now being under 2 years old, I don't think, you know, I'm going to go protesting at her school or anything like that. But I definitely want to go to more vegan restaurants, support more vegan farmers and startups and all these things. So I am really excited. This is my first year doing this and I am just growing so much personally, professionally, and starting to surround myself with people that I really look up to and I can learn from. So that's why I really wanted to be part of this. And I actually got voted and nominated to be a speaker and a host a workshop at this event. So if you are interested in sponsoring, there are some really amazing ways to get involved with this. So let's say you are considering partnering on some events this year and you want to get out there. Well, I highly suggest Vegan Women's Summit if you care about the, you know, people, planet, profit. There's about half of all the people that are going are vegan. So the other half are like me, right? And so that just gives you perspective as to kind of who's there. So it's a lot of people that are curious about this. 97% of people would recommend this event to a friend from last year. And yes, last year we had 54 million media audience. Like 54 million people saw this. And so that's why, you know, the coverage was like over 2 million. I mean, like I said, Latina, Rolling Stone, Good Morning America, like all this media went out like organically talking about this. And I don't think there's enough people talking about it. And, you know, past, you know, maybe notable speakers include Radhi Devaluki, Pinky Cole, Tabitha Brown. Like there's some pretty iconic people. And then some past sponsors include Google, Uber, Impossible, Lush, Beyond Meats. So, I mean, Pop Sockets, like really amazing brands. And then 90% of brands plan to sponsor again. So they're really happy. And then I just kind of have to give you like perspective, because a lot of events cost tens of thousands. Like I'm talking 50K to be a part of an event. This, you could do a VIP lounge, you could do a creator lounge, you could advertise on pamphlets, you could sponsor the water. I'm not saying that there isn't a $250,000 presenting sponsor, you know, like it could cost a lot if you wanted to host the media lounge or do the after party or even be the car sponsor, right? But there's a small business marketplace that's really affordable. We're talking a couple thousand dollars. There's opportunities to be hosting the speaker lounge or the picnic plaza. There's also like a headshot sponsor or a speaking sponsor or adding a menu item to the menu that's really affordable. You could also be an airline sponsor. You could be an art wall sponsor. You could be a top chef sponsor. There's a top chef award. There's lots of exhibiting opportunities. And we're talking like $1,000, $2,000, and there's only a few of them available, but they are available. So the range is really accessible, which I love to see at events like this, so that anyone can participate. You could actually even do, you know, product placement for a couple hundred dollars. So it's really accessible. So get in touch with me if you're interested in doing something like that, because I am working on bringing in more. There are like practically no clean beauty brands, very few fashion brands. friends. It's a lot of food. So if you're listening and you're like, oh my God, this is amazing, I have some vegan products, and you don't have to be 100% vegan. I think that's the other really great thing that I like. Like I said, the consumers are part vegan and some of the brands are part vegan. Maybe they identify or they don't identify as vegan, but they have some vegan products and they're looking to lean more into that. This is the event for you. So definitely check it out. I want to give a shout out to Talita at Spire for her amazing, you know, she's put this whole event together and is, you know, is the event producer. And then there's French Press PR, who actually is running, who's producing, you know, all of the media and things like that. So I just have to give a shout out to them. And then also Chella, because Chella really brought me in and introduced me to Vegan Women Summit and told me about it. So Chris at Chella and Sarah, and even Kayla, like working with them has been so amazing and eye-opening. Like just being on set and working with all these celebrities and being exposed to like all this vegan food in just a couple hours together really changed my life. And so I'm really grateful for brands that are, you know, forward thinking for our planet and, you know, our future generations. So check out Chella, check out their clean eye care products. And their eyelash curler is like so cool. And anyways, I'll talk to you guys next time. I've been doing a little bit more updates on the show and been doing these late nights podcasts before I go to sleep. And I hope you guys are enjoying and learning so much. Go to my website, CassandraMcClure.com. You can check out my events section for other events that I'm hosting this year. I'm on tour. We're actually working with other brands like Juice Beauty, InnerSense Organic Beauty. I have other events and products that are launching this year. I'm so excited for what's to come. It's only February and so much is happening. So get in touch. My email is the same, CassandraLeeMcClure@gmail.com. And you can find this info in the show notes if you're looking to connect further. Have a great night. Talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye.